There is a children's book that I love and always think about around Christmas, although it is not in any way a children's Christmas book. It's called The Runaway Bunny. Some of you may know it. It's by Margaret Wise Brown, who also wrote the more popular Goodnight Moon. Anyway, the story of the Runaway Bunny goes like this. There's a little bunny who wants to run away. So he says to his mother, "I am running away." "And if you run away," says his mother, "I will run after you, for you are my little bunny." "If you run after me," says the little bunny, "I will become a fish in a trout stream, and I will swim away from you." "If you become a fish in a trout stream," said his mother, "I will become a fisherman, and I will fish for you." The story goes on like this for quite some time, with the little bunny insisting that if his mom follows him by becoming a fisherman, he'll become a rock, and then a crocus in a garden, and a bird flying away, and a sailboat, or he'll join the circus, or he'll become a boy and run into the house. And as the little bunny declares all these things, his mother declares that if he becomes a rock, she'll become a rock climber. If he a crocus, then she a gardener. If he a sailboat, then she the wind. If he wishes to perform acrobatic tricks for the circus, she'll become a tightrope walker and walk to him. And if he wishes to become the boy who runs into a house, she will be the mother in the house to welcome him. Realizing that there is nowhere that he can run where his mother won't be, the little bunny concludes, "Well, shucks, I might as well stay where I am and be your little bunny." I think of this children's story around this time because this mother's determination to find her little bunny by going to the places where he is, however far off or strange, is exactly like the love that God shows to us in sending Jesus to be born for us. This is Christmas. Where we run, God also comes, the Son of God in the flesh, born here where we are. In this world where we are so often running from God, "I will become like you," says our God. In this little baby in the manger, heart and hands and feet like you have, thoughts such as the ones that go through your minds, feelings like the ones in your hearts, weak and vulnerable like you are, though you do not like to admit it in this world where you are running away. Of course, our ways of running from God are more dangerous than that little runaway bunny could imagine in the pages of the children's book. God made us to love and serve him and to love and care for one another, and we have done quite the opposite, bringing brokenness to ourselves and to our planet. I could say that line every year, but this year, this Christmas, it feels especially heavy. What with war breaking out in so many places in the world, and especially in the Holy Land, in the place where Jesus was born. One of our sister congregations, sister Lutheran congregations, appropriately named enough, Christmas Lutheran Church in Bethlehem, in the Holy Land, built a special nativity scene in their sanctuary this year. Most Christmases in Bethlehem, crowds of tourists gather to see the place where Jesus was born, but Bethlehem is mostly empty tonight. There are plenty of rooms available in the inns. And celebrations have been canceled, which is not to say that worship has been canceled. Anyway, Christmas Lutheran Church, built a nativity scene out of pieces of rubble, dusty bricks and stones like a collapsed and bombed out building. The photo, by the way, of that scene went viral in Lutheran social media last week, but because the mainstream media is slow to pick up on Lutheran social media, it only really went viral through the mainstream media just 24 hours ago. But you'll find it on the Washington Post and the New York Times and the BBC and many other places. And I encourage you, if you haven't seen it yet, to look it up. Anyway, the scene reminds us that in the first Christmas, Jesus was also born in a world that is cruel to its children, in a world where people were on the move, where a feed trough for animals had to suffice for a bed. And in this scene, around the stones, are gathered Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the wise men from a nativity scene not unlike that one over there. They are dwarfed by the rubble that they are trying to climb. A scene which struck me because isn't that often how it is with us when we face disaster in our own lives beyond our imagining, that we feel small in its midst? But Jesus lays in the middle. His bed this time, not a manger, but the rocks. But I notice this when I look at this picture, while he is small and looks helpless and vulnerable, like the many thousands of children who have been victims of this war, in this scene, his presence still asserts itself. He is in the rubble, the incarnation of a loving parent God who will find us anywhere. But unlike the shepherds and the wise men and Mary and Joseph and we ourselves on our worst days, he is not dwarfed by the scene. For he is the very incarnation of a God who can alone bring peace and can alone bring hope. This God who we do not understand, but who always understands us and comes to us with a message of peace and who begs those of us who are willing to look, hey, attention to me. So tonight, let us pay attention to him. Let us pay attention to his presence in the rubble of this world. Let us pay attention to the song of the angels, which announces peace, not based on what we can do, but on God's love for us. Let us pay attention to the child in the manger and to the children in the rubble. And in so doing, God will renew in us what God made us to be. For we were not made to be runaways and to want a world of our own making. But we were made to be God's little children, God's beloved, who can treat all others as if they are also God's beloved children. For that is what they are. Pay attention and God will renew in us the message of peace and hope until that day when indeed all the world gives back the song of peace that now the angels sing. Amen.